Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul and Steve is off this weekend partying somewhere. Now he's on vacation. And today we'll be talking to Krista Schwarting and Linda Benson about Cyrano's production of 4,000 Miles. And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
And tell us what the play is about.
Linda's giving me the gesture to start. You know, this is a really hard play, I think, to summarize because it's so much of a character piece. But if I were forced to give the elevator speech of the summary of the play, it would be that a young man in his early 20s named Leo shows up at his grandmother's apartment in Greenwich Village in the middle of the night, and she is not expecting him. And something terrible has happened to him on a cross-country bike trip, which is the 4,000 miles of the title. So you do find out what happened to Leo on this trip during the course of the play, but really it's about the relationship that develops between Leo and Vera, his grandmother, who know each other but haven't seen each other for a number of years and who are both at very difficult crossroads in their lives.
That sounds like a wonderful play.
It is a wonderful play.
And you're directing, Linda?
No, Krista's the director.
Okay.
I'm the old lady. I'm the token old lady.
Good for you. I love to see you act.
So, this time I get to play late 80s, about your age, Jean.
Thank you. And so you run through the part of having this stranger on your
of the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, and it would take some getting used to having a young man share your apartment after so many years. She's delighted to have him, but they don't always agree. There's definitely a generation gap there.
I think there's a couple of generation gaps.
Yes, I can easily imagine having some grandchildren of my own.
Yep.
I can understand that.
Well, and Vera is really a fascinating character. She is based on the playwright Amy Herzog's own grandmother, and she is a former leftist activist, former card-carrying communist, very political, very opinionated, not afraid to say what she thinks. She's such a character in the best possible way.
That's you.
Oh, yes, that is. And the young man is just full of all these inner things fighting him. And so his is a pretty interesting character, too.
And that's Leo, and he's played by Jaron Carlson, who's a fabulous young actor who I think people have seen in a variety of things. I got to direct him in all the great books Abridged earlier this year at Cyrano's. He was outstanding in Red at Cyrano's last year. He's a graduate of UAA. He did a lot of shows there. I actually met him acting in a show with him there years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And he's just a terrific actor, and he's somebody who I think we've watched kind of come up through the ranks and do really fabulous work. And this is a hard part. It's a young guy in his early 20s who doesn't have any sense of where his life is going. He's having his quarter-life crisis a little bit early. He's lost. But so is Vera a little bit at this point. Do you want to talk about some of the challenges Vera is having?
Finding her words. She makes the statement, there are many bad things about growing old, but the worst is not being able to find my words.
Well, I can agree with that. I always have to take everybody's name down because I can't remember names anymore. And for the record, I'm pretty old. So I have great sympathy for this person.
We do deal with the indignities of aging, particularly for someone who is smart and verbal and sharp, for whom words have always come very easily. And then you've got this sort of aimless early 20-something who just doesn't know where his life is going. And as I said, he's had a major tragedy happen in his life while he's on this cross-country bike trip with his best friend. And you find out what that is. It's not really... But to say the play is about that, it's not really about that. It's about this great, contentious adoring relationship that grows up between these two sort of spiky individuals.
And don't forget the two young women.
I'm not forgetting them. We have two other absolutely amazing actors in this show. Taylor Campbell, who has been doing a bunch of stuff at UAA, who I met doing the same show that I did with Jaron all those years ago over at UAA, plays Beck, who is Leo's on-again-off-again girlfriend. Really smart and warm and funny and engaging character. And then Lisa Marie Castro, who's also a current UAA student, is playing Amanda, a young woman who Leo encounters in a bar one night. And I won't say too much more about Amanda. But it's one of the really great things has been to see all of these great younger actors come up. I mean, so it's three actors in their early 20s and Linda.
Mm-hmm. That sounds absolutely marvelous. As a play, I won't miss it, of course.
You really shouldn't. I mean, I guess what attracted me to the material is it's so smartly written. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize a couple of years ago, and the language is so natural. It sounds like how people actually talk, which doesn't feel like it should be difficult to find in a play, but it really can be with all of the overlaps and the interruptions and. You can hear these people in your head. They sound real.
That's interesting. And you are directing?
I am.
And you are playing the part of the grandmother, I understand.
Yes.
So how do you enjoy being a grandma?
Well, I am one, so there. I think I still have trouble with the physical part. For I know so many women in that age group who are really, one's a hiker. They really get around fairly well. How well does Vera handle the physical part? So that's been my challenge.
That sounds wonderful. This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul here with my guests, Krista Schwarting and Linda Benson, and we're talking about Cyrano's production of 4,000 Miles, which opens next weekend?
That's right. We open on September 5th, and we have a Pay What You Can preview on September 4th, the Thursday before opening, which is always the case with Cyrano's. And Cyrano's is really ideally suited for this play. So the entire play takes place in Vera's Greenwich Village apartment, which probably hasn't been renovated in a good 30 to 40 years. It's not falling apart, but it sort of has accumulated the debris of a lifetime. She lived there with her late husband. And after his death, I don't think probably anything much has changed. So the apartment, so Cyrano's with its sort of three-quarter style audience and stage, that black box style of theater is perfect for creating this very contained little world of Vera's apartment. And I'm grateful. Brian Saylor has done the set for the show. He is great at those realistic sets. We've got a super talented crew of people working on the design aspect of it. And obviously we go into tech this weekend. I haven't seen all of the elements, but the city outside is going to become very present, both through the passage of time, through a big picture window, and the sounds of the city that are kind of always in the background. So we're hoping it's going to become a visually and aurally engaging experience, as well as being, you know, a feast of good acting.
Well, I'm sure the acting would be very good on the part of the grandmother's part. I've seen her in so many things.
Well, not to run down Linda, who I love working with and who I think I'm directing for the third time.
Yes.
I think that's right. I really cannot say enough good things about the entire cast. Everyone has become such an ensemble working together. When you're working in a small theater company, it's challenging. Everyone is kind of picking up and doing a little bit of everything, including sometimes scene changes. And everyone has just been a delight to work with. And everyone is embodying these characters. Even the two supporting roles are so well written that you get a sense of who these women are, even though they don't have the stage time of Leo and Vera.
And Grandma?
Yes, who loves working
too.
With these three young people, by the way. These three young people are not divas. They're there to work, and oh, what a pleasure it is.
That's great.
I think it says a lot about the quality of people coming up through the UAA theater program. Jaron's a recent graduate, and then the other two women are current students.
That sounds. I have seen so much good work at UAA that I'm not surprised. Their theater department is really excellent, and the results are very good.
Yeah, and I feel like there are students who we don't see very much outside of UAA theater. I'm going to be bad and admit I do not see every show in town. And so I was unaware of Lisa Marie until I saw her in M. Butterfly earlier this year, and she was terrific. And she happens to be friends with Jaron, who said, hey, I'm going to ask her to come audition. And it was like, great. I would be super excited to see her come and audition. She came in, she read, she got it. Her character provides a little bit of much-needed comic relief in the middle of the play. Tonally, the play is interesting. It is two people struggling with some very difficult circumstances in their lives, but there are these great moments of humor. So it's a drama, but with some really quite funny moments.
That sounds wonderful, and having still not heard much from Linda, what do you think of the play?
Krista had me read it, and I went, oh. And then she had me read it again, and I went, but I have to admit, I'm not very good at reading plays and envisioning. That's not something I do well. But about the fourth read, it began to be something that I thought, well, I could get my teeth in this.
Well, that's wonderful. And unfortunately, we're just about out of time. And I want to thank Krista Schwarting and Linda Benson for coming and talking about Cyrano's production of 4,000 Miles, which opens next Thursday. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River will be presenting Emma beginning September 5th and continuing through September 13th. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
The Alaska Writers Guild Conference will be held September 12th through 14th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Anchorage. For further information and to register, visit alaskawritersguild.com.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of I Hate Hamlet by Paul Rudnick continues this week. Performances are on Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
At Cyrano's, beginning next week, you can see 4,000 Miles on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Thank you for being with us on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Krista Schwarting and Linda Benson. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.